So, how exactly did you venture into biofeedback?
Not that I wanted to have cancer, but I felt like it really pushed me to a place where I had to like trust in myself.
What exactly is biofeedback?
Biofeedback is getting feedback from your animal's body and electrical and energetic system.
It helps us, at least on the emotional side, take an extra second to consider how they might be feeling in that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's a roadmap to help you better understand your pet. None of us know everything. Like, we're all continually learning.
We tell our audience all the time, like, we're here to learn with you. We are lifelong students. I don't think there's anyone, like you said, that knows everything.
No.
When people can admit that, it's really beautiful.
So, Michelle, first of all, thank you so much for being on today. This is a category or a topic that we really haven't delved into yet on our platform. So I'm very excited for this, but we appreciate you taking the time to do this with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be chatting with you guys today.
I love it. So before we kind of get started, can you just give us a quick background as to who you are and how you got into the position you're currently in?
It's been a long journey. I have worked in the pet industry since my first job when I was like 15 at Pet Supplies Plus. I've always wanted to work with animals since I was a young girl. My neighbor was a veterinarian and she was like my idol. And so I knew I wanted to go into the veterinary field. So I went to Michigan State University, and through their School of Veterinary Medicine there, I did a Bachelor's of Science in Veterinary Technology. Right then, when I was in school, I saw the limits of traditional nutritional education, and the limits of just strictly conventional medicine. I did request then to do a special holistic internship with a local holistic vet in Michigan, and that really inspired me seeing the difference of care that she provided for her patients. So that was way back. I graduated in 2005, and since then, I've worked in many veterinary clinics, from busy emergency multi-doctor practices to small practices. And once again, always felt like a little bit of lack in how I was helping pets through working as a technician. So in 2020, once the pandemic hit, I was laid off from my job at the veterinary clinic and I decided to take the leap and opened my own pet nutrition store. I'd always been really interested in nutrition, raw feeding in particular. So I opened up that store and I had that for 3 years. And recently, just in September of 2023, I closed that store and went full time into doing holistic biofeedback sessions, and it's just been amazing that I keep, as I learn more and dive deeper into it, that I feel like it can really help pets on a much deeper level.
What exactly is biofeedback?
Biofeedback is getting feedback from your animal's body and electrical and energetic system. So we are all electrical, energetic beings. And we can tap into that and get some feedback on what your pet specifically needs, whether it's nutritionally, supplements, or energetically with emotions or utilizing other energetics like homeopathics or flower essences.
And so now, how does this actually work? So, like, what is a session like? Because we've done one with you, but for our audience that might not know about it, what would they expect to experience?
I utilize a pendulum for dowsing. So I don't know, some people may be more familiar with applied kinesiology or muscle testing. Some chiropractors, naturopaths, and holistic veterinarians utilize that. For me, I have a lot, I would say, stronger feedback when I utilize a pendulum. So I will connect in energetically with your pet, which can be done over Zoom. Just like us talking today, we can really feel each other's energy. If someone was upset or sad or happy, you can feel that energy even
Whoa, that's
through
a
the
great way to
computer.
describe it.
So people will ask, like, how can you do it with my animal not physically in the room?
Yeah.
But we always are, like, connecting energetically. There is, like, quantum physics behind it. Physics, however, is not my specialty, so I can't tell you exact quantum physics behind it, but we do connect. I connect with your pet, and then I will ask yes or no questions. So I'm utilizing a lot of my veterinary background, actually, and nutritional background, and tapping into and asking questions to find out what their needs are.
I know, too, several people have asked us, what was it like? Or, oh, you've met Michelle, you've done one of those feedback sessions. And they kind of give us the eyes. They're like, okay. And we're like, at the very least, we're learning how to, like, what some of the feedback we got with Harper is she gets pretty upset when I cry. Like, she takes it on as it's her own problem to solve, or she needs to do something about it. So Michelle's advice is, whenever Harper's cry or when I'm crying, just like hugging Harper and being like, hey, this is not any job of yours. Like, you can relax. Just all I need you to do is just be a Harpy girl and I'm okay. I'm gonna be okay. And so, like, at the very minimum, like, I don't know, I just,
at the very minimum, it helps us, at least on the emotional side, take an extra second to consider how they might be feeling in that moment and say, like, okay, what could we do if you're feeling uncomfortable? What can I do in this moment to make you feel better? And like Kenzie said, sometimes it's saying, like, hey, these are our emotions. These are not your emotions. Sometimes we just slow down and spend some time loving on them. And then the nutritional side, and this was very interesting that I actually enjoyed this, and this is no offense to you, Michelle. I just have a very science-heavy brain lately. But what I realized was, like, this is not something, and nor is anything, something to take as, like, gospel or, like, the absolute truth. This is something to take and get curious about and test and see what resonates. And I kind of equate it to, like, therapy. When I go to therapy, my therapist might not give me the exact best advice for my specific situation. My job is to take that information and apply it to what's going on in my own life. And I think that directly applies here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's a roadmap to help you better understand your pet. And also, a lot of what I want to do is to help owners to feel empowered and validated and be able to trust themselves in connecting with their pets and trusting their own intuition of what they feel their pets need, whether that is with nutrition or emotionally or connecting with other practitioners that you feel are really resonating with your pet's needs and your needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we were doing a podcast recently with Krista Fox from Pug and Hound Apothecary, and we were talking, and she was like, you are the expert in your own dog. So literally, even if you go to the vet office, let's say you even go to a holistic vet office and get advice, that advice is still not the absolute truth for your individual dog. That is information that could work. And again, it's on you to go and say, should I apply this? Should I tweak this slightly for my dog with a specific ailment or something? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I think, like, when people ask me advice of finding veterinarians, they'll say, like, can you recommend a veterinarian? Even if there's not a holistic veterinarian available, my number one advice when working with any type of practitioner is that they are open to having conversations with you. And maybe it's something they're not knowledgeable on, but then they can say, this isn't my area of expertise. Maybe I can refer you here, or not shutting down your concerns as invalid, or if you want to explore things further. So maybe they're not educated in fresh feeding, but they can admit that and maybe help guide you to some resources. So yeah, I feel like that's a lot of feedback that I get when people are working with me, that they say, oh, this just, like, really validates what I was feeling about my pet. Because sometimes when things come up, I ask yes or no questions about what foods are in alignment. They'll be like, oh, like, yes, that is what I see. So just giving them the confidence to know that they can be observing their pets, and taking note and trusting in making some decisions for their pets.
Right. And I totally agree with you. I tell people all the time, I think when you're looking for a veterinarian, the number one trait that you should be looking for is somebody who is open-minded. Because somebody who is open-minded accepts other modalities, they accept what they might not know, and they're willing to work with you to point you in the right direction to uncover the actual truth.
We just had our first experience with a vet that is open-minded,
Oh my
and
gosh.
so having multiple like really uncomfortable vet visits and then finding Dr. Gaffney, we were like, oh
She
my
was
gosh.
incredible. So we go in, and our poor Banks, he's having ear and asshole issues. Those are the two that he just cannot get rid of. And at the time, his ears were really bad, like crusty and gunky, and I think it was probably an ear infection. So we go in, and she has to do an ear cytology, an ear scraping. And for those of you that don't know, I know you know, Michelle, they basically scrape the inside of the ear to put it on a little, whatever you call it, to look under a microscope and see what it actually is. And so she was telling us that, like, if it's yeast, it'll look like this. If it's bacteria, it'll look like this. And so she obviously went in the back and took it and was looking at it and stuff. And she opens the door and she goes, "Do you want to see?" And I was like, "Oh my God, yes, I want to see." So she like took us back there to look at it and explained it to us. And then we came back in the office and she literally recommended us a traditional Chinese vet in town for
Oh, I love
acupuncture and
that.
stuff. I was like, "You being a conventional vet and giving me a resource for traditional Chinese medicine, I'll never go to anyone else in town." Like, this is how you get people's business because I think people just don't want to be judged. They don't want to be shamed for what they want to do.
None of us know everything. Like, we're all continually learning, and when people can admit that, it's really beautiful.
It absolutely is. I mean, we tell our audience all the time, like, we're here to learn with you. We are lifelong students. I don't think there's anyone, like you said, that knows everything.
No.
Yeah, I mean, just in the time I've been doing the biofeedback, it's like continually evolving because each animal is really teaching me so much that I'll like tweak things or go like, oh, like you start seeing through lines of things. And so it's really interesting like how it can evolve and tweaking my practice with them.
Right. Absolutely.
So how exactly did you venture into biofeedback? What was that
Yeah, one
like?
doesn't just stumble on biofeedback,
Well, I went through like my own health journey. I had cancer 2 years ago, so I really had to learn what we talked about a lot about advocating for myself and asking for what felt right for my body. And I did a lot of energetic practices. I always had dabbled in like Reiki, and I don't even know what my woman Jan does. It's just some magic. And I was seeing an intuitive naturopath where I'd send him my drop of blood, or you can send saliva, and I don't know what he does, but he tells you like your energetic breakdown and recommends
Wow.
herbs. And even though I went through conventional medicine for treatment, like I felt like the core of like what really got me through this was the spiritual practice and energetics, and of course going to traditional therapy. So I just felt like honestly a little burnt out in giving nutritional consultations without using the energetics. Because I just felt it was lacking in really tapping into what each pet really needed. I could give advice and say, well, generally, you know, like fresh foods are good, raw foods are good, this supplement might help. But I was feeling just like a lack of authenticity in my advice. And quite honestly, it just came as I call them a ping when you're like, aha, I'm gonna try this. My friend was telling me that she had taken her dog to her holistic veterinarian and he was utilizing muscle testing for her dog. And I was familiar with muscle testing and the energetics of it. And I just was like, yeah, I'm gonna order a pendulum and try it with pendulum. And then I just started experimenting with my dogs and slowly clients' dogs at my store, and really just growing and seeing like how effective it was. And some people would be skeptical, but they're like, okay, you can try it. And then they come back and they're like, wow, my dog just had solid poop for like the first time in its life. And so it just like, you know, like I followed exactly what you were getting with this. So it was like also like, you say you don't just stumble on it, but I did kind of just like follow. And I think that was a lot of this is listening to intuition. And what I've learned going through my own health journey is just like listening to those ahas and trying it. Because I was like, yeah, I'm gonna order that. I'm gonna try it. And I'm like, this is working. This is cool.
So that was
And
kind of my
yeah.
next question is like,
Yeah.
did you have a deep trust in your own intuition going into this, or was it when you started to get, the proof is in the pudding that you started to develop that trust?
I would say both. I learned, I kind of feel like you have to hit rock bottom sometime to really like find yourself. And that was my experience, going through my cancer treatment, that not that I wanted to have cancer, but I felt like it really pushed me to a place where I had to like trust in myself. So I felt like I came out of that experience with a lot of trust in myself and intuition. So, and also, can you swear? I just want to be like, I just was kind of like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna do what I love and listen to myself. And so I was like, why not? I'll try it. And then the proof in the pudding. Yes, I was like, wow. Like, at first it was more like, dog's skin are improving. Like I said, they're having solid poops, you know. And then I ventured into the emotional aspect of it more after I was starting more with like the nutritional aspect. And that just like blew my mind, opened up a whole nother thing, which is like the most interesting thing to me now. Like doing the nutrition is great, but like the emotional side is like what I love.
I think that that was the whole session was very impactful for us, but I think the emotional side was what like I really loved getting into and just how freaking accurate you were. You were like somewhere around 3 years old. I'm like, oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it brings up a lot. You really get to know like a lot about the people as well, and because we're so interconnected. But yeah, I have a friend, Rhonda. She was a dog trainer in Vermont, and she is very spiritual. She moved to Costa Rica. I've become very close friends with her, and she really helped me to like dive into that emotional aspect, and mentored me in checking in with the emotions and clearing them and everything.
So you're a very interesting person because you've been in the conventional vet side, but you're also into a lot of the more spiritual and energetics. Do you ever see those meshing? Could you ever
Oh
imagine
yeah,
a
like
world where like you could go into a vet office and part of that was a biofeedback session?
yeah, I mean that I'm the person in like the grocery store. I'm like checking my supplements like you do not. But
Is so
I'm
funny.
like hiding in the aisle. Because I'm checking everything with biofeedback, and I never tell people, okay, like you need to discontinue this med or give a concrete diagnosis. However, it can help guide where I say, like, I'm getting like this organ is off. Like, maybe you should talk to your vet about further exploring these diagnostics. So it can be, I mean, that would be amazing if they're just checking. Even my son needed antibiotics, and at the pediatrician, I'm like, just ask him, can we adjust this dose to 10 days? And they're like, okay. But so yeah, I think it energetics play into everything. And I absolutely think there is a time and place for conventional medicine. And it can be a really helpful tool to know what is in alignment.
Especially in our situation, there's really no risk involved. There's no risk in feeding some supplements or some foods to support a specific
Or the
organ.
flower essences, like to make them feel more grounded, like
Or the emotional aspect. So that's what I think is really cool is it's like nobody's trying to scam you here. We're trying to give you some space to get curious and maybe give you a starting point to then start implementing this stuff.
Yeah, and I will check energetically with the pets. Say they have something that sometimes I'll say, I think you really need, like there was a dog, I was picking up a lot of bladder pain. And then they ended up at the ER for it, and it was like, yes, you need to go get some conventional antibiotics. Like, your dog is having a lot of bladder pain that I think needs to be addressed conventionally, that there's time when you really need to. So absolutely can go hand in hand. And if conventional vets were open to the energetics, I think it's just about like quieting your mind and listening to what they need instead of like just focusing on all the like shoulds or just a exact.
Someone who I can't remember who we were talking to, but they said, oh, Dr. Richter, it's very like algorithmic. It's like X equals Y. Like, it is just very like standard.
Well, and it's so interesting. I think one of my biggest complaints of Western medicine is also one of my biggest complaints about many conventional veterinarians is the fact that it's just not an open-minded system. It's not a system that's willing to accept other modalities, even if it can't explain it, unless it's in a randomized controlled trial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's just always, so of course there's skeptics, and I'm okay with that. I don't think that it's for everyone, and I don't expect everyone to be open to it. But for me, I'm like, we have our five senses, but there's just so much beyond, even like what our dogs pick up on and our cats pick up on, that is like beyond what we can smell, beyond what we can hear. There's so much more out there, and like I say, there's quantum physics behind it. Like, we are electrical, energetic beings, so you cannot deny that we are
No.
energy. That's how I
Absolutely.
feel about astrology too. I'm like, we're what percentage of water? And like, look at what the moon does to water. Like, how could you not
We're just a
believe
little
it?
speck in this universe. So
Oh,
to imagine that we
seriously.
have a grasp of all of it, like, no, we're just the little tiny speck here.
Yes, zoom out. Gosh. So, Michelle, are there any particular cases or experiences that have been especially, excuse me, rewarding or insightful for you in your practice?
I feel like every day my mind is like blown connecting with animals. But I do love, like, the other day I just got like a voice note from someone. They're out hiking with their dog, and she's like out of breath hiking. She's like, I just want to tell you, like, we're enjoying our hike. And like, normally we're so stressed out every time we like pass another dog, and my dog's barking at them and stressed, and we're just like moving forward and enjoying ourselves. And just to be able to, and this was a dog that had a lot of past traumas and fear, and honestly, a lot related to her like having an interpersonal toxic relationship the dog was absorbing. And once we were energetically helped the dog to clear that and feel safe, it's like they could do activities together that they just, could enjoy and relax. So things like that, where people are just enjoying life more with their dogs, is really wonderful.
Speaking of like the consultations, a couple questions. Number one, what do you do to prepare for them? And number two, what do you recommend pet parents do to prepare for them?
So what I do to prepare myself is just like a lot of breathing and grounding exercises prior to a session. I like love flower essences. These are from Green Hope Farms, so I take one that's for grounding. There's also one I sometimes take that's like holding to your convictions. So just having like faith and conviction, ground myself. I can probably tell now maybe that I'm sitting on the floor, so I like literally sit on the floor cross-legged so that I'm the most grounded and centered. And just try to, I guess, have like an open heart and want to help your pet. Pets are usually pretty receptive. It's on Zoom, so I'll chat with the owner for a few minutes, get a little background, and then I'll have the animal come on screen. It's wonderful if they want to sleep and I can see them on screen the whole time, but it's not necessary.
That's so cool.
So, how do you continue to learn and grow in the field of biofeedback? And how do you ensure that you're providing the best services to pets and their parents?
I do keep up on conventional veterinary medicine as much as I can, because it's really important for me to, if an animal's on a new medication, to keep up with these type of things and keep educating myself in that realm. I also love to continually learn and research about things like herbal medicine and new supplements on the market. Like, I love learning about all the supplement options out there and educating myself on that. And then also just doing a lot of work on myself and grounding techniques. And I'm doing like some meditations through something called To Be Magnetic, and that really helps me because I feel like helping myself to feel it's about being like authentic, and offering that authentic self can help me to really connect with pets.
So then, what is the future of Michelle Thomas? What's the future of what you have to offer to pet parents?
I mean, I just hope that I can help connect with more pet parents. I would like to create some type of course that pet parents can take, that they can learn some grounding techniques. And like, people have asked me, are you an animal communicator? And I'm like, yes, but so are you. Like, I feel like everyone is in communication with their animals all the time. So I would love to have a course for people to learn how to tap into that intuition more. But yeah, I hope to just keep fine-tuning the sessions and learning more about pets. And like I said, the emotional aspect of it has just been really rewarding, and I hope to keep growing that and helping more pets.
And maybe bringing it into the veterinary space one day.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so then last question before we wrap up here. If pet parents are interested in starting to explore this, what are the initial steps that you think they should take?
Well, I see like a lot of fear and anxiety that pet parents are feeling. Sometimes we can feel so overwhelmed that we want to do right by our dog that people are spinning out. You're like, I can do this, I can do that, not knowing where to start, and put so much pressure on ourselves to do everything right. But I think just really working on yourself and calming that anxiety around that, and knowing that you're setting like intention for your pet with love, you're trying to do the best thing for them, and taking it really step by step, maybe keeping a journal, taking notes of what your dog's responding to, noting maybe foods, emotions, these kind of things without making it too chaotic or too much pressure. But I notice, in especially the holistic pet space, that a lot of pet parents are really hard on themselves. So, really just remembering that you're doing everything out of love and trying to take it easy on yourself and just educate yourself, but know that nothing's going to be perfect, and listening to your intuition of what your pet is telling you. And yes, some of what I do in the sessions, I talk about having the journal. I think the biofeedback session is kind of like an accelerated way to do that, because I'm very quickly tapping in and asking yes or no questions and getting very clear answers to what your pet energetically needs at the moment that we're meeting. So that can kind of be an accelerated form of that, but just trusting in yourself and your ability to advocate for your pet.
And so, what about yourself? Where can pet parents connect with you? Where can they get a consultation? Your website, social media, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I am on Instagram, Magical Mutts Michelle, and I also have a website that has online booking and some testimonials if you want to get an idea of some of my clients' feedback and how it's helped their pets. And that's just magical-mutts.com, and you can book online services right online. And an initial consultation is generally an hour and a half session. So we can really do a deep dive on your pet's needs, and then we can have follow-up sessions as needed.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming on today. This was very cool to learn about, and I hope it's one of many episodes that we're going to talk about energetics and biofeedback and all of this because it's very interesting.
And for
So,
the record, we ha it highly recommended on our end. We
yeah.
really enjoyed our sessions with Michelle. She's
Absolutely.
done them with two of our dogs. We'll probably soon be all three of our dogs, but yeah, we could not highly recommend.
Yes. So thanks, Michelle. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Sounds great. And for those of you that are listening or watching, thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us. As always, I'm Bryce.
I'm Kenzie.
And we'll see you in the next episode.